going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? You know, y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. I know I'm probably not going to have a lot of people here tonight. It is Christmas Eve. People been ripping and running, people with family. I know I have a lot going on. I definitely won't be doing an episode tomorrow. This right here is a stretch, but we here. And we got a packed show. We got a packed episode.
What?
And we're going to have some fun, man. This going to be a different one, man. We still cooking, man. You know how to
let him cook.
You know how it goes, man. So listen, man. Before we get started, make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Why do you need to hit the like button? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the dopest fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the most entertaining, the funniest. Got the most haters, whatever you want to call it. And listen, your favorite fitness podcaster is not podcasting on Christmas Eve. They probably big back and taking steroids and getting BBLs on Christmas Eve. And probably lying to you and trying to sell you a program, but we don't do that here. We keep it 1,000 here. Yeah, I'm throwing shade. Tag them. Let them know what's up. But listen, man, it is what it is, man. We here, man. Go ahead, check out my social media, TikTok, Instagram. Been dropping some fire posts on there. Hilarious. And listen, before we get started, I got one thing to throw on the table to y'all. Pause. I might be no Diddy, but I don't know.
No Diddy, you know.
Just in case. Think about all the episodes this year. Those of y'all that been here for the whole year. Some of y'all are new, but think about all the episodes this year and think about the top big back moments. Things that I covered. It could have been on Instagram. It could have been on YouTube. Think about the top big back moments. Send me your nominations, and we might do that before. Just to wrap the year up before.
Nope.
Before 2025. So send me them top big back moments of the year nominations, and we're going to get it started, man. So with all that being said, I think that's everything. Yeah, let's get this episode started. You dig what I'm saying? You hear me? All right. Oh, we're going to get to these comments. What up, Andy and Dolly? Seth said, I'm on time. Christmas Eve, Jim's dropping. What up, Michael? What up, Lotus? And Seth in here. Oh, brother. Oh, man. All right. We got the girl Samira, man. We reacted to Samira before. This is the girl who calls herself Big Back B-Word. She goes in the stores and the plus size. She complains about the plus size section or the clothes not fitting. She's still at it. I thought she gave it up, but I guess not. Let's check it out, man. She still can't fit these Big Back clothes in the stores, and she's still complaining about it. Let's check her out, man. Oh, man. Oh. It says, what does that caption say? I can't see it. It says at the top, oh, I got to open the actual file to see it. It says, this can't be what I went to headquarters for. So I'm assuming she went to the headquarters of whatever company this is, complained, or did something with them. I don't know.
All this sweating for what?
Hold up. You sweating putting on that's probably a 3X. Probably a 4X.
Nope.
and you sweating putting it on. What has America come to?
Nope.
And you know she big backing for Christmas Eve too. And she getting bigger and gaining 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more pounds on Christmas Eve too. What the hell is going on in this country? It's getting crazy out here, man. We got people complaining that the plus size clothes don't fit. So that ain't a sign to take your ass to the gym. That ain't a sign to make a change, drop some weight.
Nope.
At the bare minimum, get some Ozempic, which I'm not a fan of, but damn, something needs to change. And you're going to sit here and complain and sweat in it, just like Michael said. You sweat in it, you buy it. You're going to sweat in it and put it right back on the rack.
Nope.
You're going to put it right back on the big back rack. Disgusting. Putting all that chunk funk on there.
Nope.
Disgusting. It's getting crazy out here, man. Big backs, listen, big back takeover, we putting it to an end. It's getting ridiculous out here, man. She looked like a big, hold up. She looked like a big-ass Christmas ornament, bars. That's exactly what she looked like. This is ridiculous, man. If you can't fit a 3X, it's time to make a change. If you can't fit a 3X, you need to stay on this podcast. You need to sign up for personal training, sign up for the gym membership, sign up for meal preps, sign up for all of that. Get her big ass off the screen, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep the podcast going. This is ridiculous. We putting the end of this. Keep trying to fit them. Yeah, this 5X a little snug. Yeah, get your big back ass in the gym.
Big back activity.
We're not done with her yet. Here she is actually complaining about a 3X. Let's check it out. 1 second while I find the video. Here you go.
This one not going to buckle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just got to get it. Okay. Okay. These ain't.
Belly, belly.
That's all I see right there. You can't zip and buckle a 3X.
Belly, belly.
Whole time I didn't know she's also 5'3".
Belly, belly.
So you know. You know she just a walking butterball.
Belly, belly.
This is ridiculous.
That's okay. This one a little tight.
Look at all. Hold on. Let me rewind that. Look at all that belly and that skirt. Come on, y'all.
Belly, belly.
You really expect stores to cater to you? You really expect businesses to cater to you? You are not their main customer base. You are not paying the business expenses, the business tab of these companies. What is wrong with you?
I
don't think the pants are too tight. I think that belly is too big.
Belly, belly?
I think that back is too big.
Big back activity.
Much. It's too tight. I'm not even. Let's just put on the jacket. Now see if the pants just buckled.
Hold up. Hold up. What the hell is that jacket doing? What the hell?
This could be cute. Okay, these come are on, not going to buckle.
Hey, look. America, we bring it up. Let me turn that volume off. We making America fit again.
Nope.
All of these little excuses.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
All these little excuses.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Going out the window in 2025. We really exposing these big backs. This right here is freaking ridiculous. Get her big back off my screen. Hit that like button. And I'm killing y'all on this episode today. If a 5XL is too snug, you got to do something about it. Cute?
Nope.
McNugget boot built ass. Nah, facts. Yeah, she needs to take a L. And we got one more video of her, and then we're going to be done with her for the rest of the show. She is fascinated by what this store did to the plus size section. Let's check it out, man. Hey, make sure I hit the like button, man. Best Fitness Podcast out. Let's check it out.
How you display a plus size section? Right. Do we see how big the sign is? Mm-hmm. Right. What it say? It say plus.
So she's so happy that the plus size sign is humongous.
Nope.
Not that the clothes are nice.
Nope.
Not that she's getting great customer service.
Nope.
She is excited that the plus sign is huge. This is crazy.
Do also say clearance, but you know, we gonna disregard that for today because I like the stylish touch of the sign. I like the stylish touch of the sign. Big P. Big P. P stand for what? Plus.
Yeah, we're cooked, man. We're cooked. America's cooked.
Brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah, we're cooked. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. Just make sure you stay on your fitness grind. Make sure you stay. Make sure you keep your common sense.
Who's your common sense?
Keep your common sense because this is crazy. And it's going to be more and more encouragement as time goes on. We see it every day on the show. This 3 days in a row, I'm showing y'all everything. This is getting ridiculous. What you know, Joe? What's good? Hey, checking in, Source. What's going on, Joe? Hey, man. Let's keep this episode going, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. This Joe is crazy, bro. And we not done yet. We not done yet, man. You see what community we started with? And we still in that community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
For black people to have the biggest backs in the country.
Big back activity.
And I didn't make that up. That's statistics. For black people to have the biggest backs in the country, we sure love to come up with some new food and some new ideas. Why is it that we complain about white people being the reason we fat?
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
We complain that black women can't lose weight from the same diets as white women.
The diet don't work for you the same.
We complain we can't unbig our backs.
I can't unbig my back. I can't unbig my back.
But we always coming up with a new food creation. Make it make sense. Let's check out this food creation. It's getting crazy out here, man. Where the food creation at? Let's check it out.
We out here deep frying Hot Pockets. You double arm meat flat faced to godless f**ks. And then y'all send it to my inbox. Oh, his big ass will eat anything. You lucky your snack daddy loves you and wants better for you. I want a better life for you. I've left this at room temperature for about an hour. I'm going to do about 375 degrees in.
So it appears that he's about to fry some Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets are already unhealthy. It's already an unhealthy choice. You're not getting a lot of macronutrients from it. You're getting some unnecessary carbs. It's processed food. So you're already taking an L by eating the Hot Pocket. Why are we frying it?
In peanut oil until it looks dark enough. Let it drop.
Ooh, oh, brother.
Ooh, it's some fat shit. Ooh, eat it.
You got that right. It's definitely some fat shit.
Big back activity.
It's some fat shit. Oh, this looked. Oh, this some fat shit. Oh, come on, you guys. Like.
He burnt the fried Hot Pocket. Boy,
this is why Europe makes fun of America. I'm part of the problem. I'm part of the problem.
Oh, you are part of the problem, Ninja. Hey, yo.
No diddy, you know?
Come on, yo. What's up with black men nowadays? Zesty.
The crust is layered
what? And
flaky like a McDonald's fried apple pie. The cheese, the sauce, and they blend differently when they're fried. And it's like even the saltiness of the pepperoni packs an extra punch for some reason. You a dirty devil, flat-faced.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, we're cooked.
This guy stinks!
Yeah, we're cooked. Every time I look up, there's some new food. What is the point of frying a Hot Pocket? Y'all just trying to double the big back?
Big back activity.
Triple the big back?
Big back activity.
Quadruple the big back?
Big back activity.
What is it? Quintuple the big back? Whatever five it, 5X the big back.
Big back activity.
It's getting crazy out here, man. It's getting crazy. I'm tired of all the excuses. I don't want to hear any more excuses in 2025.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
I don't want to hear nothing else. This community is unserious, man. We don't want to help ourselves. I'm seeing fried red velvet cake, fried Hot Pockets, fried Oreos, what else? I'm seeing all types of shit. I seen something else get fried the other day. I can't remember what it was. But, I mean, I can't even react to all of this shit as much shit as it is. This is ridiculous, man. Black community got to do better, man. Fried Hot Pockets is crazy. It absolutely is crazy. Boy, ain't no way, boy. He does nothing but food eating videos. Oh, so he's building a brand and monetizing it. And I'm sure it's big back black people and ninjas watching them.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But it's harder for black people to lose weight. Look at what we do. Look at what we consume our time with. Look at what we do to be productive. We play too much. 0630 Fitness, he ain't playing. He's dead serious. He embarrassing me and his ancestors. He is. Stack the big back. How the hell do you fry some cake? It's unclear. I'll put it on here next episode. Let's take a look at this one.
Y'all really out here deep frying Hot Pockets? You double arm meat flat face to godless f***s. And then y'all send it to my inbox. Oh, his big ass will eat anything. You lucky your snack daddy loves you and wants better for you. I want a better life for you. I've left this at room temperature for about an hour.
Now you know you big back when you know the temperatures to leave it at.
Big back activity.
So you can take the big back food and create a bigger backer food.
Big back activity.
Or I'm going to do about 375 degrees in peanut oil until it looks dark.
He got the science down and all enough. That.
Let it drop. Ooh, it is some fat sh.
It is some
ooh,
fat
ooh, it is some fat sh. Oh, this looked. Oh, this some fat sh. Oh, come on, you guys.
That's like, crazy. It looked burnt. Yeah, we're cooked.
This is why Europe makes fun of America. I'm part of the problem. I'm part of the problem.
You are part of the problem. No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
That's crazy.
The crust is humping layered is and crazy. Flaky, like a McDonald's fried apple pie. The cheese, the sauce, and they blend differently when they're fried. They blend differently when they're fried. And it's like even the saltiness of the pepperoni packs an extra punch for some reason.
We're done.
You a dirty devil flat
face.
He
gave it an A+. Yeah, we're done, man. We're cooked, bro.
Nope.
I don't want to hear nothing else about the black community. No more excuses. I'm going harder on my black community videos because this is crazy. We're done.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
You see why we got big mama arms in our community. Throwing down, cooking soul food, mac and cheese, sweet potatoes.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs,
all
chicken,
that shit.
Turkeys, rabbits. You name it.
Black people gonna eat it. That slurping sound made me want to start swinging. Yeah,
no Diddy, you know,
that was insane. I don't know what's up with that. Yeah, cuz I don't know. Yeah, that was wild. All right, man, switching gears. We still on the black community.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
We're gonna give the black community a break after this video, but then we're going back to the black community because I'm sorry, this is just what lands on my timeline and my inbox. This is what goes viral and what I see. So I'm not picking on us because we hate it, all right? And this ninja was seriously wearing a Scully and durag inside. How much hard ER shit is he going to fit into one video? I'm telling you. Just living up to all the stereotypes for people to look at us crazy. People love to do that online. What's good, Amira? People just love to do that, man. All right, we got these ladies here. They going to tell y'all stop hating on plus size women. Let's check it out.
One thing about a BBW, we gonna piss the world off on the internet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is so crazy to me how the internet can get so mad over somebody loving themselves. That's insane, right?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah, I don't think we hate y'all, and I don't think we're pissed off. We just trying to help y'all because we care. We trying to tell y'all to get y'all shit together before y'all end up like big mama and got to get an arm cut off.
Nope.
Or whatever it was she got cut off, a leg. I can't even remember. We trying to help you so you don't end up with type 2 diabetes. We trying to help you so you can be an active parent, an active grandparent. But y'all don't want to listen. And y'all sitting here think that loving yourself means harming yourself, and that's not what it means. Y'all sitting here thinking loving yourself means big back all day.
Big back activity.
Big back all night.
Big back activity.
Big back all week.
Big back activity.
Big back all month.
Big back activity.
And big back all year.
Big back activity.
Ladies, that's not loving yourself. There's nothing loving about that. And then they try to get me talking about some, oh yeah, you going to hell for being mean. Listen, do you think God is happy with that? Y'all, what y'all don't want to do is do that Bible talk with me, because I cook y'all. Do y'all think God is happy with that? Do you know what God did to people in the Bible who were being gluttonous, drinking and eating too much? Do you know what God did to them? So listen, you better listen. Not that I'm a saint or anything like that. All right? I ain't perfect, but I ain't doing that. This is smacking God in the face. This is crazy. This is ridiculous, man. Black folks, we got to get it together.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And, you know, YouTube don't like when I comment, sir, so I try not to abuse it. But,
you know, black people.
No.
Black people all in them comments. Oh, y'all beautiful. You go, girl. You a baddie. Could pull anybody's ninja. We don't even got to go through the comments because we done seen it 1,000 times. We already know what it look like. Ladies, cut this shit out. Fellas, stop gassing them up. And I told y'all, ladies, and I'm going to tell y'all again, and I'm going to keep telling y'all on this show, stop listening and just gas y'all up.
Nope.
Because they think it's a quick, easy nut. Some quick, easy butt and a quick, easy nut. That's what the fellas think it is, bars.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
That's what the fellas think it is. So y'all sitting here, y'all keep it up, ladies. Y'all keep this shit up. And just know, when it's time to take you in public, he either going to try to avoid it, or he ain't proud of it, or you his only option, so he ain't got no choice but to take you in public. Let's look at it again.
One thing about a BBW, we going to piss the world off on the internet, okay? It is so crazy to me how the internet can get so mad over somebody loving themselves. That's insane, right?
And they walking down the steps, so they going to say they active. They could move. They could walk down the steps. No,
nope.
That ain't how this shit work, ladies. I want better for our black women. I want better for our black women. That's ridiculous. That's reprehensible. That's diabolical, unruly. All the words. I'm about to pull out the whole vocabulary because of y'all big back ass. Oh, let me put it back on the screen, man. That's not self-love or self-care, bar.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
The fuck was that? 3 the lard way. Okay, bar, Seth.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Michael Hawkins said, we need Jesus. Let's say a prayer for these big back women. Lord, we pray that these women get some common sense. We pray that these women find the Bible. We pray that these women find a gym membership. We pray that these women find a personal trainer or follow C-Body Fit or Tune or Sweat Check or somebody. And we pray that this big back epidemic stops in our country, because this is ridiculous, Lord. Amen. Y'all ain't find a trainer that could pray on these big backs.
Big back activity.
Thighs rubbing together to start a fire.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
They sinning walking around looking like that. Man, I'm telling you, ain't got no discipline, no self-control. That's something else in the Bible it goes against. And no discipline. Sad part is, it's Bama's and they DMs begging to pay bills and be a stepdaddy. Y'all ninjas need to get arrested. Y'all ninjas that's simping for this. First of all, we in a simpademic. The simpademic is ruining the culture. The simpademic is ruining the country. Y'all ninjas simping for them, y'all messing the game up. And I blame y'all ninjas. And I'm going to keep calling y'all ninjas out until women understand that y'all really the enemies. And I'm the ally, because they think I'm the enemy. I just joined and saw this nasty stuff. Sorry, brother.
Nope.
Sorry, Mark Rose. Mona said, black women used to have the best shapes. What happened? I don't know. Have y'all ever seen a 90s music video? Because this wasn't good. Then you got Kendrick Lamar with the big backs in the video. Did y'all see
nope.
that? I know y'all seen Kendrick Lamar with the big backs in the video. Man, listen. Kendrick Lamar, don't even get me started. I'm not fucking with that shit.
Nope.
Call me what you want. Call me fat shamer, sure. I don't care. Someone thinks this is hot, and women look at the mirror and say this is hot. Yeah, that's only...
I'm not going to say what race, let me get that. What people...
I'm going to take that back. That's not just black people. White people do that shit, too, with their BBWs. So We're not mad. We're disgusted. Stacy, what's going on? Welcome to the show, man. What's going on, Stacy? Them hoes look like Free Willy, Shamu, and Telecom Bars. Jaddy Llama. Peace, brother. C. Marty Fit. Keep cooking, fam. You might need to change your name to C. Marty.
Let him cook.
You hear me?
Let him cook now.
And I'm going to continue to cook all in the new year, all in 2025. Get the likes up. Jaddy, appreciate you. What the fuck did I just come into? A BBW model walk? Yes.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
Should be 28 likes unless there's a bunch of big backs in here. Hey, Jaddy, appreciate you. Yeah, man, hit the like button, man. Please, y'all, hit the like button. You came into your dream, Wicked Scorpio. Uh-oh. Talking about she thick in air quotes. Stop it. Yes.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
Man, cut it out. Yeah, 90s black women and even 2000s black women had different built bodies. If they laid up with Tune, they'd have him sweating from the pressure. Yeah, doing that when Tune isn't here, bro.
She's back.
I'm telling Tune, doing that when Tune isn't here is ridiculous. That's crazy, bruh. Don't do my dog like that. Anyway, man, ladies, get it together. Black women, I love y'all. And let's keep this episode going. And I'm killing y'all on Christmas Eve. I killed y'all on the eve before Christmas Eve. I killed y'all on Sunday. Now I'm killing y'all on Christmas Eve. Ain't too many podcasters doing that. Do you think it's men with low self-esteem boosting this because men love to hype up a 3 over 10? It's definitely men with low self-esteem. It's definitely men with low self-esteem, man. I ain't going to get too much into that. I could break that down. Maybe I will. I'll think about it. But it's definitely men with low self-esteem, man. It's a lot of men insecure out here, man. I mean, well, we know a lot of women insecure, too. But it's a lot. And, you know, we say women are more emotional than men. But it's a lot of insecure, emotional-ass dudes out here. And like I said, they going to try to get an easy nut and some quick butt. I said what I said. I never get women as fat with flat back and ass. Well, that's out here. Low self-esteem or dudes in prison fresh out controllable men. Yeah, they probably, they starving, man. They ain't had none in a while. That's it. I know it's Christmas Eve, but I'm still going to work out later on. Yeah, I got mine in earlier, brother. All right. We got, let's keep this thing going, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. We have some more pronouns, and I don't have a button for pronouns, but we're just going to press this button.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
What y'all not going to do is use y'all pronouns to stay big back.
Big back activity.
Neglect your fitness. Talk down on the people that's trying to help you. Talk down on the people that's trying to guide you in the right direction. What y'all not about to do is use y'all pronouns to get away with this shit. This shit is getting out of hand. Let's check it out. Let's check out pronouns.
Person, I often dread medical appointments because of blatant medical fat phobia. The last OB appointment.
Hold up. What the hell did he, she, her, him, they, the, that, it? What the fuck did they just say?
Person, I often dread medical appointments because of blatant medical fat phobia.
Blatant medical fat phobia. Listen, let me tell y'all this, man. As the country continues to get fatter,
belly, belly.
You keep hearing terms being made up. You keep hearing terms being made up to make this shit okay. To not hold people accountable. This shit is getting crazy.
The last OB appointment I went to,
OB appointment, so this must be a woman, I think. I don't know.
The provider blamed everything on my weight and told me that I needed to go on a medication.
The provider basically said, you need to lose weight and you need to get on medication. Shout out to the medical provider. Doing their fucking job and you're mad.
Made me feel really terrible. This OB appointment that I just went to, I've been dreading. And the provider was amazing. She asked me what my pronouns are.
So because the ninja told you that you need to get, I mean, or she, it might have been a woman, because he or she told you that you need to get some medicine because of your weight, they're a bad medical provider. But this person is amazing because they asked for your pronouns.
She asked me about my name. She made me feel super comfortable.
Are they helping you? Are they keeping it a buck with your big back ass?
Big back activity.
About my trauma history so that she knew how to touch me in ways that were not harmful.
Oh my God.
She just was like, great. And I was crying before getting my blood drawn because I just never have good experiences with medical providers. And so, I don't know, I just wanted to share.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked. We're literally cooked. When doctors can't do their job, you know they ain't listening to me. They damn sure ain't listening to C-Marty Fit. Now you don't want to listen to the doctor? Yeah, we're cooked. We're done. We're only getting fatter. It's save yourself, every man for himself, every woman for herself. You ain't getting no support out here. That's why you got to listen to the best fitness podcast out. This is ridiculous. We are cooked. We're literally
fat person.
I'll let the video play while I go through these comments. And yeah, there are a lot of insecure dudes who work out. They may look buff or shredded, but if they're not working on their minds, then it doesn't matter. That's a whole nother convo. I'm going to come back to that after we wrap up this subject right here. Jaddy Llama, sheesh, Jar Jar Banks. Here we go again with a gender-neutral BBW. Yeah, this shit is crazy. Looks like the Michelin Man, absolutely. I can practically smell her dragon breath through the screen, having a hard time breathing while talking while sitting down in the car. What you know, Joe said, we go V. Yeah, she needs some Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro, treadmill, elliptical, step mill, Stairmaster, bicycle. She need all that. The doctor asked what her pronouns are because they couldn't tell. Because they couldn't tell what you is. Between that haircut and that 3-in-1 chin, neck, and throat, she needed clarification. Hey, yo. Mac Pluto laughing. Oh, my God, bro. Yo, this shit getting crazy, man. We're going to go through this joint one more time, man. Because this video is absolutely insane. So let's check it out one more time.
As a fat person, I often dread medical appointments because of blatant medical fat phobia. The last OB appointment I went to... the provider blamed everything on my weight.
Hey, 0630 Fitness, that barber needs some accountability. Absolutely, that haircut is terrible. That haircut is ass.
Nope.
And told me that I needed to go on a medication that made me feel really terrible. This OB crazy, appointment bro. That I just went to, I've been dreading, and the provider was amazing. She asked me what my pronouns are.
I ain't telling
her
shit.
She asked me about my name.
I ain't telling her to get better.
She made me feel super comfortable, asked me about my trauma history so that she knew how to touch me in ways that were not harmful.
If it ain't one thing, it's
another.
She
just was like, great.
If it,
And I was crying before getting my blood drawn because...
Yeah.
I just never have good experiences with medical providers, and so, I just wanted to share.
Do you think the good experiences have any, or bad experience have anything to do with your ass being a big back?
Big back activity.
And people telling you that you need to do something about it. Now, you know, doctors is always trying to make that bag. So if it's to the point where the doctors is keeping it real with you, to the point where, they're actually being honest... and telling you need to do something about it and not just trying to make a quick buck, you're in trouble, buddy. You're in trouble, he, she, they, it, they, them, hit, it, what the fuck, whatever the fuck, whatever your pronouns is. You're in trouble. She looks like Fat Bastard's little sister from Austin Powers. What in a double chin pronoun, bad haircut, hell, exactly. Kay said, undefeated podcast. I love it here. We even pray for each other. Yeah, let's pray for this pronouns. Lord, we ask that you help this sister, brother, whatever it is, find their pronouns. We ask that you help them pick the Bible up and let them know that you made man and woman. And if that offends you, I'm sorry. We pray here. You don't even have to believe in God to believe that. And we ask that we help this obese epidemic go away in this big back country, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's keep the podcast going. Yeah, we got to pray, bro. We got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray. That's it. Because C. Marty Fit ain't doing too much. I ain't helping that much. Then Ben and Roll Barbers pushed their line back. Hey, Spider-Mo, don't start that shit today.
Strike three, you're out.
I kick out on Christmas Eve, too. I kick you out on Christmas Eve. Don't do that. She got fade. She got temper taper. She said, let me get number three on the barber chart, please. That ass. That's niece view right there. Dom DeMarco. Niece view is crazy. She looked like an anime villain. Yeah, bruh. Hey, Young, that shit, y'all funny as hell, bro. Let's keep this podcast going, man. I'm killing y'all. And hit the like button, man. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the mother like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. How you got fade and broccoli cut at the same time? It's unclear. It's unclear, and
we do not care.
Hey, DeMar, what's good, big dog? She should have just got the brown baldy. Dom DeMarco. Her pronouns are feed, fed, hungry, and hangry.
Nope.
All right, y'all keep talking about this shit. I'm about to pull it back up. I'm pulling it back on the screen, bro. Bro, y'all ninjas are crazy.
Person, I often dread.
Yeah, that haircut is ass. What are her haircut's pronouns? Brock and Lee. Temper and taper.
Nope.
Buzz and fade.
Nope.
Cut everything but the top.
Nope.
That joint is trash. Look like Majin Buu. Goddamn Spider-Man 202. How you going to do me like that? Yeah, that's crazy. She probably got a haircut from Sports Clip. Y'all going in. Yeah, let me get a let me keep it fluffy on the top, please. Matter of fact, that ain't even a fade, cause the I don't know what that is, bro. Cause it's like on the it's real low right here. Yeah, that's a temper taper. Yeah, she got a temper taper. Temple taper. Is it temper taper or temple taper? I don't know what it is, but that's what she got. Look like Snorlax. Yeah, she need to go bald for real, for real. Ain't no way that thing fitting in a barber chair. Yeah, they probably she probably sat on the park bench. They cut her on the park bench. They had the mobile barber shop that day. She can't fit through the door in the barber shop. So they can't cut her big back ass. She need to let it go. Get the clean bean. Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. It's a matter of time for they try to cancel me again, man. Back Pluto laughing. All right, man. Let's stay on the. Hey, we still in the white community.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
They thought I just talked about the black community here. No, white folks be tripping too. It's an American thing. We got these people, you know, they brag about how much food they eat. And we're going to, this lady here, she's going to take us through her day of eating. And we're going to see how ridiculous it is. She need to get the milk dub baldy like me. Hey, yo, go ahead, bruh. Let's check out this big girl day of eating.
I ate today as a fatty.
We're starting out the day with some breakfast.
Hold up. Off bucks. What the fuck breakfast was that? 1,000-calorie donut? What the hell is going on? What the hell is this? First of all, this ain't even a regular donut. The regular little circle Krispy Kreme donut joint, that joint alone is 200 calories. She got a super donut. She got a dynamic donut. What is this? And pause.
No diddy, you know?
I bet you it's filled with cream or jelly. Pause, no homo.
No diddy, you know?
That was crazy.
No diddy, you know?
So it's extra calories in there. And then she's dipping it in milk, which is some more calories in there. We got comments when we didn't get through it. Breakfast is a donut and milk. Exactly. You know a black guy hitting that because it's tax season and they need that PS5 more than they need a gym membership. Uh-oh.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You know she getting her big ass cheeks clapped too. Though none of these big joints don't be having ninjas in their DMs. Anyway, let me get back to the video before I get off topic. Her pronoun is fatty and she starts her day off with donut and milk. That's a chocolate eclair with sprinkles. Is it cream filled, pause?
No diddy, you know.
Or jelly filled, pause?
No diddy, you know.
United States of Big Bacchia. Empty calories, no nutrients, no macronutrients. You know what? Hell no. Leave women alone. Some people go through different things and eating habits. Uh-oh, Shelly. Shelly, I think you at the wrong podcast, Shelly. Shelly, I think you at the wrong podcast. Because we talk about men on here too, first of all. And we're not just singling out women. We got an issue in our country, Shelly. So this might not be the place for you. So I'm going to ask you to step out respectfully. Because this ain't the place. This ain't the place for the trolls.
Strike three, you're out.
You get your ass cooked up in here. They're not by me. They're going to cook you in the comments too. Shelly, I don't even know how you got on this stream. But we don't do the trolls here. So I'm asking you respectfully to get up out of here. All right? We're going to keep the podcast going. Yeah, Dusty Ninja is making that ass clap, but ain't trying to be seen in public with her. He ain't bringing her home to his black mom. His black mom is going to have an issue with that. And her white dad is going to have an issue with that. She asked for extra cream and asked him to fry it for her. What the fuck is going on? We got Big Back supporters in here now. Yeah, we do. Shelly, get your...
Strike three, you're out.
Get Shelly out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
What's up, boo? I need some place to live. Hey, Jotty, go ahead with that, man.
Strike three, you're out.
Oh, shit, new challenger appears. It's okay. I done dealt with all the trolls. Come on, bro. Listen, a troll hate to see C. Marty fit. That's all I'm going to say. Look at Shelly pick. I'm going to let Shelly rock. I'm going to let Shelly get up out of here because this ain't, you know what I'm saying, Shelly? Shelly said, wow. Look, Shelly, it's cool. This ain't for everybody, and I'm cool with that. But you ain't going to see me go on the podcast I don't agree with and be in the comments arguing because you ain't about to change none of our minds. I promise that, Shelly. So go ahead with that, Shelly. What's crazy is I ain't even finished the video, Shelly. You ain't even let me get my point across, Shelly. You come in here talking about some don't interfere with women, don't bother women. Listen, Shelly. It's the men, too. It's America. We the most obese country, the biggest, backest country, and you think I'm singling out women and just making fun of women. Everybody gets this work. Shelly.
Strike three, you're out.
Shelly's out of here. I hope Shelly's gone. Thought that was Shelly on the screen. It could be Shelly.
Strike three, you're out.
LMAO. People need to nut up. We all go through shit. That, exactly. Holly. Everybody goes through shit. Spider. I'm going to be nice. That's what I said. We're going to act like Shelly's innocent. Shelly is innocent. She don't know where she came to. All right. It's okay. Be nice to Shelly. She don't know where she came to. It's okay. She gonna have to. You gotta hear me out, Shelly. All right. She looks Hispanic, not white. But anyway, yeah, he ain't bringing that home to his parents. Okay, that's exactly. She's about to waste that cute face by fattening her face. Okay. She lost. Bless her enlarged heart. All right, y'all. It ain't just about women. It's about whoever out here big backing and need to get it together. Dom DeMarco. Shelly can't get desperate black men. You know what, Mark Rose? That's crazy. Shelly, my apologies. It's okay, Shelly. Shelly, you cool with me. You didn't know what it was. You thought I was going to react a certain way. I can react a certain way, but I ain't going to do that to you off the first interaction. I ain't going to do you like that, Shelly. Shelly, the rules state, if you weigh as much or more than a man, you are biased. Oh, man. Y'all trying to get Shelly up.
Strike three, you're out.
We do have a lot of fat and weak-minded people in the USA. It's a fact. And I mentioned in the lady before, with all these made-up words and terms. If these folks would stop posting their unhealthy habits online, they wouldn't have to be worried about getting cooked, Shelly. Thank you, Brown Baldy. You can't put stuff online and get mad that you put it on the World Wide Web and people criticizing it. Now you mad. You making up terms and shit. Yeah, you're fat phobia biased focused, making up shit. Huh? Shelly big as hell. Yo. Hey, Mona, go ahead with that. Shelly, you might want to exit stage left. I think Shelly's gone.
You're out.
I think Shelly's gone. Shelly, it's a lot of podcasts out there that promote probably what you believe. I advise you to go watch that because you ain't changing nothing up in here. What up, Nikki Harris? Shelly got fried Hot Pockets on her Christmas list. Shelly Belly?
Belly Deli?
Sorry, Shelly. Let me bring you some crumble cookies.
Belly Deli?
Hey, y'all leave Shelly alone, man. Spider-Mo, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Shelly wants to know where the donut's at. That's why she joined. I'm crying. Amira said, I'm crying. And Shelly Wolf, Shelly. For your information, I was 430, now I'm 220. Grow your penis before you try to roast me, little boy. Oh.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh, all right. I'm just going to... Wicked Scorpion at Shelly Belly. I'm hollering, oh shit. Let's get through the video, man, because I already know y'all about to cut up.
Everything I ate today as a fatty.
We're starting out the day with...
Back to this. We got the donut, which is, I said, regular donut's 200 calories. This is probably 400 to 500 calories, and she's dipping it in milk. Let's make that 450, 550 calories.
Breakfast.
This is ridiculous, man. So this is breakfast. So she already at least 500 calories and probably more than that because it's probably filled with cream and jelly.
No diddy, you know.
Pause.
And we also had to get some protein in for breakfast.
Protein with that fried, hold up, let's go back. With the fried chicken breast.
Also had to get some protein.
Or chicken, fat ass chicken tender.
Breakfast.
And dipping it in that ranch sauce. And you know that ranch is a sneaky 100, 200, 300 calories. But we got people in here making excuses, talking about white people made them fat.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Or feederism, blaming it on the men they date.
My name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
We got people making excuses, but look how we eating in this country. This is ridiculous.
We got Dutch Bros.
We got called.
Hold up. Now, you know that big ass juice. Now, you know that big ass juice. How many calories y'all think that is? And we got people saying that they can't control their weight. We got people calling this shit a eating disorder.
Nope.
And people are willingly choosing to eat this shit.
We got cauliflower pizza for lunch.
And pizza for lunch. So far, she's had a donut with milk. Chicken tender with ranch, and you know that wasn't the only chicken tender and the only donut she ate. Big ass juice, now she eating pizza. Oh, she's drinking more juice.
Ice cream tea with peach and raspberry. For dinner, we're eating a burger bowl.
Oh, she got the lettuce burger, so it's okay. She got the lettuce burger. So that's healthy. Get out of here. This is ridiculous, man.
with Starry, zero sugar cranberry to end the night.
Another soda.
We're ending the night with some Dippin' Dots.
With Dippin' Dots. And you see why we the biggest country.
Oh, brother, you see, this guy stinks!
You see why we the biggest country, man. You see exactly
why.
Oh, my fault. You see why we the biggest country, man. People online telling on themselves. That's why I love the internet. People going to continue to tell on themselves. What the hell is going on in these comments, man? All right, y'all, hold up now. Hold on. What the hell is going on? At Shelly, so your back is less big and you flexing. Now listen, what y'all got to understand is Shelly frying the whole turkey right now. That's crazy. What y'all got, it won't be next year better, less than more. So listen, what y'all got to understand is there, which y'all know from this podcast, there's a sector of people who have lost weight who don't have the same mindsets that we have on this podcast. So Shelly, if you went from 430 to 220 or whatever it is, congratulations. Something that you sparked that you needed to change, right? We do tough love here. So if that's what you need, if that's not your style, that's not your style. But that's what you're going to get here, Shelly. And what you got to realize too, Shelly, you came in here with the negativity. We was in here minding our business. So you came in here with the negativity. So yeah, people want you jumping on you. All right. These adults here, all I could do is I really can't do much. You set that up for yourself, Shelly. That's great. Keep at it. It is great. That's what I'm saying. I'm giving you your prop, Shelly, but you did come in here negative. I'm really trying not to, you know what I'm saying? So I'm frying your mother. See, look at you, Shelly. See, look at you, Shelly. You set yourself up. She said, thank you, Wicked. That's extremely racist. What was racist? Who said, and ain't nobody say nothing racist in here. This the least racist. If anything, we racist to ourselves. We be racist to ourselves. We make fun of white people, but we don't do racism in here. I couldn't go from eating a donut to eating some chicken tenders and ranch. Ridiculous. Yes, she's still eating, Andy and Dolly. Don't bully her in these comments. She looks green. No, Amira. Shelly came in here with that energy. I'm just saying. She's still on breakfast. Exactly. Shelly, how I'm small because you hungry. You need to stop growing your belly and eating all Christmas cookies. All right, guys. All right. Let's do the show, guys. Let's do the show. She's one of those big backs you accidentally swipe right on because the face is decent. Then you actually look at all her pics, realize she built like Vince Wilford. That's the joint. She got the all her pictures is neck up. You trying to figure out what her body look like, and you can't tell. Telltale sign, that's a big back. Let's say 650 calories with the chicken and ranch and juice. Total on breakfast, 1,500 calories. I'm thinking about 1,500 too, because I don't think that was her only donut. Look at this. And that's a big donut. That wasn't her only one. She probably had about three of them. She evened it out with the lettuce burger. Fuck out of here. All jokes aside, I bet her kidneys are hurting like hell right now. Fried chicken and donuts for breakfast and juices. She's 50 plus grams of sugar and over 2K grams of sodium by lunch. And people had the nerve to sit here and say that they don't have control over this shit. That they was born big boned and shit. You strip all the fat off, their bones are the same size as everyone else in the world. You right, next year you're going to be bigger. All right, you guys. All right, guys. You out of house and a home. Ain't no way. Exactly. It's literally bullying. I already apologize. I'm still learning, but I'm going to defend. But that's what I'm telling you, Shelly. You came in here with that energy, so you can't get mad when people come at you and you put yourself in a situation where you had to defend yourself. All right? You did that. You know, like I said, I'm glad you're here. We thank you for being here. We welcome everybody here. And this ain't racist. We got white people on the show. We got black people on the show, Hispanics. We got everybody on the show. So ain't no racism. But you come in here with that energy, anybody is liable to get the cooking you, Shelly.
Let him cook.
You got to understand that. You came in here with the first message negative. Where the fuck is her water? I mean, damn, where are the fruits and vegetables? Ain't none.
Nope.
You know, you'd be surprised how many people don't consume fruits and vegetables throughout their whole day. They don't understand that's real food. Shelly, you need to go to a safe space if you can't handle it. Yeah, it's all good. I mean, shit, people got into it here before. It's not the first time. No, I literally feel bad for you, Shelly. You can tell you don't know the dynamics. She didn't know the dynamics. It's okay. But guess what, Shelly? You still could stay here. I thought you was going to leave.
Strike three, you're out.
But you still here. Now you know what we do. You're going to learn something here, too. This is a positive place. We do a lot of jokes and shit, but you came in here with the energy. Did anyone notice her face got bigger by the end of the video? I actually, no bullshit, I would not be surprised if it did. This ain't no safe space. Hey, Wicked Scorpion, go ahead, bruh.
Strike three, you're out.
Shelly, stop catfishing people with your profile pic. Show them roles, too. Yo, come on, yo. You look like you would eat a whole human. Oh, yeah, I think Shelly, oh, man, tough love is important. No big back behavior allowed. God damn, a whole human. You must, as Shelly, Spider-Man, you must like bigger women. Uh-oh. What you know, Joe laughing. Tough love is, but y'all are attacking her like some bullies in these comments when you could have worded it differently and still got your point across. Well, I'm going to speak for myself, Amira. She came at me with the energy. I kept it respectful. And, you know, listen, Wicked Scorpion and Spider-Mo, them my guys. And Ron, they're my guys. They got my back. We're a family here. The average American is functionally retarded. To think that someone else wants to watch you eat is insane. In addition to slowly killing yourself for views and likes, insanity. Her insides are foul. That belly, exactly.
Belly, belly.
Girl, why would you say that? Obesity has nothing to do with race, Shelly. Yeah.
Obesity is rooted in racism.
Has nothing to do with that. And one day she ate weekly amount of sugar, sodium, and calories. I must really be in the Christmas spirit if I'm letting Shelly live. I got some some last night, so that must be why I'm being uncharacteristically nice. Marco. Yeah, we can move to another clip. I was trying to go to all the comments, man, see if anybody said anything. What up, CC? I think she's trolling at this point. She could have been left. It was really bothered. Yeah, let's ignore Shelly and let's keep the podcast going because I'm killing y'all today. Yeah, let's keep it going, man. You don't come in the live stream, you're talking shit. You don't know what it's about. Thank you, Holly. Yeah, hey, Shelly, sit back, relax. Hope you hit the like button, and hope you subscribe. Hey, you're going to love it here. Let's keep it going, man. Shelly, you're not going to like this next clip, but y'all going to love it. We back to the black community.
I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
All right, listen, you cannot reverse your bad habits with a dumbass surgery, dumbass little cover-up,
nope.
Fake six-pack.
Nope.
Fake lipo.
Nope.
You can't do that. What is this lady doing here? This is ridiculous. Come on, y'all. You can't have bad habits for all these years and cover it up like this. There's women who are super fit, super in shape, putting work in. They're eating clean. They don't have a six pack.
Nope.
So why do you think you could come in here 40, 50% body fat, and you could get a fake six pack? How they even do that? I mean, I'm sick of it. Everybody want the quick result. Everybody want the fast result. Everybody want a stunt for the gram. That looked like you just took a pen and drew on it. Come on, y'all. And come on, my people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I gotta be kidding me, man. And she still looked like she got a belly. And you could look at her arms and look at her lower behalf and know that you don't have a six pack. You did not work for it. A six pack is a result of you stripping body fat off of your body. This is crazy, bruh. So someone sent me video clips and was told differently. So I'm sorry to you, but not the comment people. Oh, that's cool, Shelly. It looks painful, absolutely. I have more respect for her if she showed her stomach without those fake abs. Just show your stomach at that point, exactly. CC Natural, what is that? It's unclear. They look drawn on. Sadly, there's ninjas out here paying for her OnlyFans, and it's sad. That's ill, son. Do they not know that fat doesn't grow back when they do this? They don't know that. You know, people think this is the solution. She bought Toon apps. I don't know nothing about this woman, but it wouldn't surprise me if she had OnlyFans. I bet she does. Wouldn't care if she had an OnlyFans either. Yeah, I'm sure she does. Lipo ab sketching. What in the Big Sean ab BL? Ab BL is crazy, bro. Bro, you ain't lying. I'm one of those folks who eat clean and exercise, yet don't look like a bodybuilder. It's all about doing work and being consistent. It's simple, y'all. 2B abs. Looks like her stomach is cramping. Yeah, this is awful, man. Temu abs. This is trash, bro. Ab sketching is what Big Sean did. I don't know what Big Sean did, but that was a mess, too. Looked like she have a pack of Hawaiian rolls on her stomach, man. This is crazy, bro. This is ridiculous, man. Hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Keep this thing going, man. Christmas Eve, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Had a slight troll in here, but then it turned out to be possibly a new family member. So that just means the podcast is growing and we doing what we need to do here, man. I love it. All right. Ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Man, we talk about fellas having man boobs on here. It is a sign of bad habits. But what's worse is ninjas with a skinny body with man boobs. That means your habits are just absolutely terrible. Let's check it out. I mean, and then y'all go on camera and just embarrass us men even more, particularly our black men, even more.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
What are we doing, y'all? What are we doing, y'all? Come on, man. And I think it's crazy that people get on stream, get on live, and humiliate themselves like this for likes and clicks. And y'all dumbass, not y'all on this episode, on this podcast, or the playback gang, y'all go and like the shit. And y'all adding to his AdSense revenue, and he getting paid off of being sloppy, having no discipline, humiliating himself, humiliating his family, being big back.
Big back activity.
Having belly. And man boobs.
No ditty, you know?
Grown man shaking his boobs for likes and engagement. This is what the world has come to. This is ridiculous, man. I'm sick of it. We got it. Something got to change, man. This shit getting crazy out here, dog. Fellas, men, particularly my black men.
You know, black people.
No.
We got to do better. I'm disappointed.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Disappointed in us. Let's say a prayer for him. Lord, we hope that he finds a gym membership. We hope that he finds a personal trainer. And let's shame him to have some common sense. Amen. This is getting ridiculous, man. We don't care.
We do not care.
And we're going to keep it real on this episode, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. let me leave him up there while I go through the comments. I'm about to get ab sketch LMAO. Let's bunch of sketch crunches. Yeah, all right. You ain't gonna be one of my clients, Damon. Not no more. Bring back shame. Exactly. Dude is goofy. Pause. Exactly.
No diddy, you know.
I'm jealous of his upper body tooties. Yeah, Nikki, I'm sorry, man. Chris, them arms looking fire. Well, thank you. If you talk about my arms, I know you ain't talking about his arms. Well, thank you, Amira. His whole body looking confused, like looking like confused pronouns. Yeah, bruh. I don't know what the hell going on. You get reported for sexual nudity videos. Nah, this ain't that. His tooties are bigger than mine. Holly laughing. I can tell he was one of them annoying dudes that used to play too much in high school. Man, listen. Hey, Shinku, what up, bro? What's going on, Shinku? Hey, yo, chill, Shun. Nah, I ain't chilling. Ninja's really out here titty twerking for likes. I bet Diddy would love to see that dude dance in front of him. That's crazy.
No Diddy, you know?
Actually, you know what, Wicked Scorpion? You're out of here for that
comment. Strike three, you're out.
That was insane, brother. That was insane. Got more titties than Shelly. Yo, hey, Mark Rose, you gotta chill out, man. All that jiggly. Diddy gonna tell him to get naked. All right, guys.
No Diddy, you know?
He gonna tell him to get the baby oil. You wanna roll tonight. Oh, my. I guess I fucked up. I see y'all in the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. New IG Steph in his inbox as we speak. Mike, that's crazy, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Don't do stuff like that, bro. Don't do stuff like that, bro. Is Shelly still here? Did Shelly leave? I think Shelly left. Shelly might not come back. Oh, well. It is what it is. He's going to put some baby oil on him. Yeah. All right. All right. We got one more video. We're going to get up out of here and enjoy our Christmas Eve and Christmas tomorrow. I might get on here tomorrow. We'll see. Actually, I changed my mind. I said I won't tomorrow. I might. We'll see. But anyway, when you... when you so big, you can't fit in the car. It's time to get off the podcast. It's time to get a gym membership. It's time to hire C. Marty Fit and Tune and Sweatshirt. What time tomorrow? We're going to try 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Give me a second. Let me think about it. Let me get through this last video. I'm going to figure it out. Shinku said, Merry Christmas, bro. Appreciate you, brother. I wasn't going to the gym tonight, but now I need therapy. Hey, yo. Merry Christmas, Fit Fam. Absolutely. Merry Christmas, y'all. Let's get this last video before we get up out of here so we can get to our families. And let's get it. Last year on Christmas, my mom was playing the podcast for the family. Had the family watching the podcast while they eating Big Mac dinner. Anyway, let's get to this last video. I'll talk about that when I'm done.
Ow.
All right, now. Come on, America.
Christian.
Oh, Lord.
No.
Oh, man.
I can't get up.
Okay, hold on. Don't stress.
Oh, man.
We're saying
here.
And what's crazy is the seat probably pushed all the way back.
I'm scared. Please.
I'm scared.
Please.
Come on.
Hang on.
Come on, man.
Hang on.
Can't get out the seat, but why can't you just let people be happy? Why can't you just let people live their lives and mind your business? Well, hey, sorry, this is a fucking issue here.
Help me.
What?
Just, yeah, please. Oh, I can't. Hang on. I can't.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I have to go down. I can't.
Oh, yeah, come on, man. Can't even stand up, Big Mac Eggs.
Go!
Oh, brother. I mean, this is we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah, we're cooked. We're cooked. Can't fit in the car. But they mad at me. They called me. They said I'm shaming this shit. But they're mad at me and they can't fit in the car. I had this issue for years, but just know chest days go crazy. It's definitely not a joke because it's fat. Near your heart. Talk to him,
DeMar.
Oh, boy. Big back. Got to take the damn seat out just to get in. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. I never heard a car scream till now. She bought the wrong car or she's too big. Nah, she's too big. She need to get a pickup truck and have somebody drive her and get on the back of the pickup truck. Love your body, no matter how big. Yeah, see, that's that shit right there. You actually loving your body is doing something about that big-ass back so you could get out the car and stand up and not have to have somebody help you out the car. Then when they help you out the car, your big back ass can't stand up.
Big back activity.
That's loving yourself, doing something about it. Like, hey, I got to get this weight up off me. That's loving yourself. The seat don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Dramatic. She needs emergency butter on her 24/7. Videos like this is why the source exists. That's why we here. They gonna get mad, but you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. That's some precision German engineering, buying two seats on the plane. No, she gets a free seat because she's plus-sized. She gets a free seat. Her ass built Ford Tough, but instead of buying an F-150, she's trying to squeeze into a compact. She's crying because she won't go to the gym. Yeah, people hate the gym, man. The car is totaled. I know that car is humid. Amira said yours. Thank you, Amira. I've been in the gym working hard. Appreciate you, Amira. With a Ford F-150, fit that big back. I don't know. I don't know about that one. It might not. DeMond, that car has a bunch of chunk funk as smells in it. Wow, that's crazy. Big mama, your arm. Exactly. She's the epitome of a yo mama so fat joke. Yeah, man. That's another thing about these overweight people, man. And if you got kids, you got to think about your kids. Kids are mean. These kids will go to school and roast your kid about your big back ass. Because if my generation did it, because if I grew up doing it, I know these kids going to do it. So you got to think that, too. That's another level of trauma for your kid. Y'all don't think about that shit because big backs are selfish.
Big back activity.
Big backs are some of the most selfish people. I don't care what you say. They're going to stay big mad, literally. Bro, you wild for that. Oh, shit, I'm crying. Tapping in. What's up, Fit Fam? I'm going to catch the replay. Got training in the morning. Merry Liftmas, everybody. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Joe Thomas. A lot of folks felt, hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, too. Stream Liddy tonight on this good Christmas Eve. A lot of folks fail to realize that bad food, bad environment, and surrounding yourself with the wrong people leads to bad and unhealthy habits. You get the bomb for that, brown body. That's that shit I'm trying to preach on here. But see, Shelly came in with the guns blazing. She ain't even get to see that part. Joe Thomas, you missed some shit. Hey, Joe, you going to see some shit. Joe Thomas, you going to see some shit on this episode, man. Oh, man. If she sells a car, she can pay it for a trainer for months and lose that fat. Yeah, sell the car. Get your little remote gig, baby. Keep that money coming in. Get somebody to take you to the trainer. Can't order an Uber. Get on the back of that pickup truck. Get a U-Haul. Get your ass to the gym. Or have a trainer come to your house. Okay? But something got to be done. That's the moral of the story. We making jokes and shit, but this shit has to change, man. This shit is bad for our country. This shit getting out of hand, bruh. This shit getting crazy to the point, like I said earlier, they making up terms. Merry Fitness. Yes, sir, Michael Hawkins. Shelly. Oh, Shelly's still here. Shout out to Shelly, man. Dom DeMarco. Hey, we glad y'all here. We glad you're here, Shelly. Hey, man. So listen, bruh. Hey, we keep it real here, man. We ain't got time for the bullshit. We don't do coddling. We don't do baby talk. We don't do none of that soft shit. We give it to you. We give you the real. All right. Tough love is love at the end of the day. The truth hurts. The real world is they call it the real world because shit is real. Motherfuckers ain't out here handing you shit with sprinkles on it and big back cupcakes and whipped cream and frosting and shit. All right. This is what it is. If you don't like it, you find another podcast, but that's what we do here. That's the people. And guess what? Everybody in here got fitness goals and getting better, and we all benefiting from this shit, including myself. I listen to this shit. It makes me get up and get my ass going when I don't feel like it. I put one of my episodes on. So that's what we here for at the end of the day. That's how you know I ain't Thanos. You still banging around. Hey, yo. Hang in there, Shelly. Thank you. Thank you for being positive, Holly. DeMarco. That's Shelly good. Now, you know what I'm saying? Listen, this ain't the first troll. A lot of y'all wasn't here. When I used to get trolls when I first started all the time. Probably was ex-girlfriends and girl I took and dudes I beat in basketball and dudes trainers hating on me and shit. I used to get trolls in here all the time. But they stopped eventually. I know how to handle trolls. I didn't think I gave Shelly a chance to see what she was about before I start cooking.
Let him cook.
So Shelly ended up being cool. So I ain't really cook Shelly like that. Y'all ended up cooking Shelly because y'all ain't like her energy. So that's these grown men in here and grown women in here, Shelly, I can't control them. But I hope you come back because you're going to love the show. It's a great show. All right. You're going to get something out of it. I might piss you off some days. You're going to laugh. You might get some motivation. You might get some education. But this is still the best fitness podcast out. And it is what it is. Hey, man. Why don't y'all go ahead and follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. They didn't cook anything, honestly. Thank you. All right, Shelly. I like Shelly, bro. Hey, shout out to Shelly.
Let him cook.
Shelly, come back. Please come back. I love it, Shelly. I love that energy, Shelly. Shingu, see Marty with the strong emoji. My guy, Shingu, appreciate you, bro. Her monthly bill should be 30 gallons of water, beef, fruit, spinach, and Greek yogurt, chicken breast, avocado oil. Then she should lift heavy. I agree with you, A. Carl. Go ahead, follow my social media, man. Shelly, come back. You will learn. Exactly. Shelly, you're going to love it here. Follow my social media. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the page. Share the page with a friend. We're going to be back on here tomorrow. I'm 9 o'clock Eastern or 10 o'clock Eastern. I don't know yet. Depend how the day go. Hey, Shelly, if it makes you feel better, my college got clowned. I don't know what you meant there. At my college, I got clowned. I don't know what you meant there. But yeah, we'll be on here tomorrow night. Hey, 4 days in a row streaming? That's pretty good. I ain't done that before. What up, Lotus? What's up, Lotus? Seen Lotus in the lab today, getting that work in. Anything else, man? Appreciate y'all, man. The show is growing. The engagement's going up. We had a lot of comments tonight. This might have been the most comments we had. See, Marty, you a black guy with tattoos and cornrows. Shelly probably thinks she's your type. Yes, Seth. And this is why the show's in.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, bro. The ingredients still at the store, really. Ha ha, no cooking here. Okay, Shelly. Okay.
Let him cook.
Yeah, Shelly. Let's get it. Oh, when y'all clown Alabama State. Yeah, we did. We clown everybody, man. Yes, sir. And that's another thing, Shelly. We clown everybody. Don't think that we don't clown. We only clown certain people. We clown men. We probably clown the men worse than the women here. I think we can all agree on that, but we go at the women pretty hard too. Shelly got jumped in. That was her initiation. Welcome. Hey.
Let him cook.
Shelly got jumped in. Holly was like, be nice, guys. Amira, be nice, guys.
Nope. Nope.
All right, Shelly is cool with the comeback bars. I love it. So, Shelly, you're in the right place, clearly. All right, man, listen. Merry Christmas, everybody. Enjoy your Christmas, man. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas Eve. We will be on here tomorrow. If you can't make it, it's cool. Catch the playback. Seth, I have my own guys, and that's how I lost the weight. Maybe he's your type. Ouch. Now, Shelly, what you're not going to do is throw me in the mix of that shit. That's what you're not going to do. That we don't do them jokes.
No diddy, you know.
We joke about other people, but you don't throw me in that.
No diddy, you know.
You don't throw me in no equation. That's between you and Seth. You want to talk shit to Seth? You talk shit to Seth? Keep me out of there. Well, she really just said she got ninjas in her DMs. That's exactly what she said.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
What the fuck? All right, man. Hey. Hit the like button, subscribe to the page, follow the social media. If you don't want to unbig it back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better self-improve, don't watch the podcast. If you want to come in here like Shelly and don't defend yourself like Shelly, don't watch the podcast. Hey, Marty, send Shelly 20 XLS bunches more Nestle Crunches.
Strike three, you're out.
Hey, man. Hey, man, Merry Christmas, man. Merry Christmas. Yo, Spider-Mo is crazy. I'm going to tell you this. I was not expecting this much shit to happen on Christmas Eve out of all days. We had the livest episode on Christmas freaking Eve. That's crazy, my boy. Spider-Man is 2XL. Actually, I'm sure me and your mom can share.
Dumb the Monko.
Hey, I fuck with Shelly, man. I fuck with Shelly. Hey, Shelly, man, see you on the next stream. Hope you join. Oh, man. Hey, man, I catch y'all. Merry Christmas. I catch y'all tomorrow, man. We out of here, bro.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Down the Mongo.